So Rabbi Natan has a funny position that with regard to what? With regard to Rosh Hashanah, he insists on the Shalma Parsha Senior that he must have a limit of the Pesukim. Correct?
Right.
And you have to have the Pesukim in the Korban Musaf. But with regard to Rosh Chodesh, there he goes easy. He says he can get away with Milvad. Because, and it's not because Milvad are words from the Torah. The reason he says you can do it is because the Bezen Nechol Kol Olos Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Correct? And then he is the Shnei Se'irim.
Right.
So what's going on? I mean,
somehow.
So let's take first Rashi Shita. L'chor Rabbein Tam is right. That Neshama Parm Sfaseinu is Limud. So how could you be Yotze without the Pesukim, according to Rashi, and according to many Chachmei Sfarad, and that's the way the Chachmei Sfarad know like Rashi. They don't say it. Right? So the question is, what happened to Neshama Parm Sfaseinu? Limud. Rabbein Tam seems to be right on that. Correct? Let's try to answer that question.
And just a question on that promise of his?
So when you say Karbonos in the morning and you do Limud, so that's a Kiyum. But in Musaf, according to Rashi, you don't have to have the Limud. All you need is Nasa v'nakol fanecha k'mitzvah shesanecha, which is basically Dafka v'avodah zara. Because we'll do it exactly like the Halacha, which means that it's not done with any false idea, just Lashem Levado, and it's the vehicle of being Mafki Avodah Zarah, so therefore, you don't need the Pesukim, you don't need the Limud. That's what Rashi maintains. And that's what the Sfarim maintain. Okay?
But according to Rashi, is it the Kiyam Tefilo that substitutes for Karbon? Or is it like the Amira? Like if you didn't do that in the context of...
If you didn't do it, in the context of tefillah is that the tefillah samusafin is really b'makom karbon musaf.
But the tefillah itself...
So the tefillah right. itself is b'makom karbon.
Right.
So that's why the amiras devarim, the spheres devarim has a halachic value. If you just said it's nam... like this, it doesn't have any halachic value.
If you did limud, it would work.
Limud would work.
Limud works, or tefillah,
right.
That enunciates this concept.
That enunciates the concept that we will do the karbonos, but how? Precisely the way you told us. So it's Lashem Levado, Shisha Kavanos, and it's Yudke Vavke, and it's Lemisha Amavaya Olam, and it's the whole Karbonos is essentially, according to everybody, not only according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it was necessary. The Rambam wants to say it was necessary. But everybody agrees that Karbonos are the Afkoa par excellence of Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
So as long as you say you're going to do it precisely Kalacha, that is the verification of the Afkoa of Avodah Zarah. So you don't need Limud according to Rashi and Nisargon. But Rabbi Natan maintains no. Benatam maintains that that's not enough. That you have to also do a Maisa Limud. You have to give it full expression, according to Benatam. So you have to give it the expression that you want to be Makravit Kehilchasa, and also the vehicle of Talmud Torah. That's Benatam. Okay?
So why are you doing it in Tefillah?
What's that?
Why are you doing Intfila
going down? Intfila?
Yeah, Talmud Torah, why is it Intfila?
In other words, Rabbi Natan maintains that it's not enough to say you're going to do it precisely, but you have to engage in Limud as well. You have to engage in Talmud Torah as well. So to bring out, according to Rabbi Natan, without the Talmud Torah, there's nothing. I mean, it's very nice to say it, and the Sefer is Dvarim that you're going to do it, Kemitzvah of Sonecha. But you have to go deeper. You have to, the vehicle can't be just tefillah. The vehicle has to be limud. So you have to have the psukim according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So the tefillah brings in the limud. But without the limud, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not yotzer. Because the real vehicle, you see, in other words, the real vehicle of neshama parash vaseinu is not, it's not enough that you have the will to do it. You have to actually engage in the chokhmah of it. That's really when it becomes a part of you. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you must have the chokhmah also. So that's why you have to have the psukim. Okay? Yeah. That's very nice for Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
But why did he just make nothing out of Rosh Chodesh? And then why does he throw in the Shnei Serim? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's break it up into two questions. One question is why you don't do Neshama Paras Vaseinu Barash Chodesh. Like I said, Milvad Olas HaChodesh is not Neshama Paras Vaseinu. So why don't you do Neshama Paras Vaseinu Barash Chodesh? And if not, what do you need it all together for? Okay? Yeah. So, right?
Yeah. Rashi says you don't have...
Yeah. So, let's answer the first question. Why don't I do limud? According to my chat, it's not... It's not limud.
Right. Okay.
So, why don't you do limud on Rosh Chodesh? So, the answer is because it's the Chag Shachodesh Miskasaba. In other words, Rosh Hashanah eclipses Rosh Chodesh.
Eclipse of the moon.
It eclipses Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh par excellence. It's Malchus. Rosh Chodesh is only on a Chodesh. But Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year, which has to be on a Rosh Chodesh, but really it's on the entire year. So that's why it's Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, and all the Tfilos, and the whole Kedushas Hayom. It's a different Kedushas Hayom. So it has to eclipse Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh can't have prominence for the, being the first day of a Chodesh in the presence of the first day of the entire year, which has a different Kedusha. It's tshuva, it's kapara, it's yom hadin, it's a whole different phenomenon.
Right. It's so, creation of the world. Right?
Well, that's a creation of the world. So why do you need Rosh Chodesh? Because without Rosh Chodesh, you couldn't have it. In other words, it requires a Rosh Chodesh in order to manifest itself. Because it has to manifest itself on the first day of the year. And since the year is broken up into months, so it must be on Rosh Chodesh of the month. So it needs Rosh Chodesh in order to exist as Rosh Hashanah. But once it exists, it overshadows Rosh Chodesh. And the prominence of Rosh Chodesh is lost in the prominence of Rosh Hashanah. But you need Rosh Chodesh, right? And so that Rosh Chodesh, when is it going to be Chal? Can't be Chal in the middle of the Chodesh. Right?
Right. And like 12 months make up the 1 year.
That's right.
But once you get the 1 year, it's greater than each month.
That's right. Exactly. That's right, exactly.
You need these units of months, or how are you going to get to a year without these 12 units of months?
Right, right, right. You're never going to get to the year, right? Exactly. So therefore, you don't. Therefore, it's enough. And that's why the Torah just says, Mavad Olas HaChodesh. Just dismisses it, so to speak. But you have to mention it because its mahus is necessary for the essence of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So that's what I have to mention. But you can't give it, you can't highlight it. Because it's lost in the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And it's only there as a substrate.
What?
It's only there as a substrate. Okay.
It's a different phenomenon. The month is a phenomenon of the moon going, of the moon circling.
If you highlight Rosh Chodesh, you diminish Rosh Hashanah. Because he's saying that this day is essentially the first day of Tishrei. It's not. It's far greater. It swallows up Rosh Chodesh.
I understand how it swallows it up.
Rosh Chodesh is the order of the universe, the harmony, and Rosh Hashanah is really the creation. Okay, the creation doesn't have on the contrary, the creation doesn't have the harmony. It aims towards the harmony. I think Aaron is right. That's the pshat. The pshat in Tosfos is that Tosfos says Shemiyata Tiesayareach. So it means that there's an imperfection in the Bria. So that's why you don't want to mention that's why Torah doesn't mention the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh, because that's why the Chatos is there for Kapara, so to speak. So you don't want to mention that because then you're mentioning the imperfection.
Right.
So the Torah leaves it out.
You can't mention Pekima Salavan on Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. You can't mention Pekima Salavan on Rosh Hashanah. There's something lacking in the creation. That's good. I would say also, you could say another reason that the Chatos is a Machaper.
Right.
Not the Medrash, but plain. It's Machaper for us. So the Chatos is a Machaper. So in the presence of the Machaper of the Chatos of Rosh Hashanah, the Machaper of the Chatos of Rosh Chodesh is obscured.
But the Olos?
Okay, let me just mention at one point. That it seems first they thought Rabbeinu Meshulam said that you're not makrif a Chatos. On Rosh Hashanah, Chatos Shel Rosh Chodesh, right? Yeah. So Rabbeinu Tam argued during riots, but apparently it would make sense in Sfar. He denied that he said it, but apparently the possibility is there. What's the possibility? Because the possibility is that once you have the Mechaper of Rosh Hashanah, there's no need for the Mechaper of Rosh Chodesh. Correct?
Right.
There's no need for the Mechaper of Rosh Chodesh. Okay.
Why do you bring
it? What we're saying is that really you wouldn't need a Sor for Mechaper on Rosh Chodesh when it's on Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah. But the reason why you do it is because it still has a Kedush Yom of Rosh Chodesh. It's Mechayiv and the Korban. And it's Mechayiv and the Korban. I would say it like this, that the halacha that it's, what is it machaper for? To mas mikdash v'kedashav. Having the base of mikdash. So, for you need a matir for the karbanos. And what is the matir? The machaper for tumas mikdash v'kedashav. So you need a matir for the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. So that's why you need the chatas on Rosh Chodesh as well. But in terms of the kapara, in other words, in terms of the matir, you'll have to have a matir for Rosh Chodesh as well as for Rosh Hashanah, so you have to have both. But in terms of the machaper of Rosh Hashanah swallows up the machaper of Rosh Chodesh.
You're saying that the chatas is the matir.
So in other words, the soyer is machaper, and it's a matir also. So in terms of the machaper, you wouldn't need it, because you have a bigger machaper, a machaper for Rosh Hashanah. But in terms of the matir of the Seder HaKabonis of Rosh Chodesh, you need it. So that's why the Torah doesn't mention it, because it's not in full function. But the Torah mentions the olos because the olos are in full function. But you can't emphasize them, because if you highlight them, you're taking away from the from Rosh Hashanah. Okay. But why does Rabbeinu Tam have to mention all the korbanos? It seems he insists that you must, since it was Nikrav, you have to mention it. It is without the Neshama Parnasas. So what kind of halacha? What kind of, apparently Rabbeinu Tam has two halachas. That when you're celebrating the Kedushas Hayom, so it's not enough to mention Kakosu B'Sar HaSecha, V'Shem Nasaf V'Nak V'Nakim Mitzvah Ritzon Echa, like Rashi says, you can't do that. You have to have the full-fledged concept of Neshama Parnas V'Seinu through the experience of Limud. But that's halacha, and that's halacha in bringing the expression to its full value. Correct? But with regard to what? With regard to mentioning all the korbanos that they were makriv, that he insists you have to do anyways. What is that? What is that? So that I want to say is like this. That in Musaf there's two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of the highlighting the Kedushas Hayom. Okay. And that's, since the essence of Musaf is carbon, so it has to be not only through Amirath, but through Limud. But there's another halacha in Musaf, that it's a kiyum in Migdash. Because carbon is a kiyum in Migdash. So that's why you say, what do you say in the Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim? So it's all Migdash. The Kabanas are Kiyam and Migdash. So you have to mention every carbon, because you have to mention the Kiyam Migdash of carbon. So there's two things in Karbonis. One thing in Karbonis is that the Kiyam Havos are carbon, which is Neshama Parnas V'Seinu. That's Havos are carbon. And that's Allah and Limud according to Benetan. It's not, it must be full, brought to its full expression. But there's another Allah, not in Havos Karbonos, but in the Kiyam Migdash. That Tfilas Musaf has to express the Kiyam Migdash. And the Kiyam Migdash is, every carbon is not just a carbon in terms of Havasa carbon, but it's a Kiyam in the Migdash itself. Because you see, like in the summertime when they would bring the Olos, Shelo Yehi Mizbeach Mizbach Hashem Reikon. So it's a bazillion for the Mizbeach. It's a kiyum in the Mizbeach, and it's a kiyum in the, and it's a kiyum in the Mikdash. Okay? The place that that is most expressed is in the tefillah on the night of the Seder. Where we say, over there, we say, Asher Huva Domom Al Kir Mizbachach Al Ratzon. Shagalom goes the same. Kain Hashem Lakenu, Vin Golem, Acherim. How does it go?
Sesam Vavarasecha.
Yes, Sesam Vavarasecha. And he mentions that, you know, that will be, that there will be a zevach al kiyum mizbach al ratzon. So it's a kiyum in the mizbeach.
Rosh Chodesh also, you say it.
Rosh Chodesh also says, that's right.
Mizbeach hadash b'tzion tachin v'latz Rosh Chodesh
na'ala love. That's right.
V'das b'esam mikdash nismach kulanu.
That, very good, very good. So that's a, you're right, that actually mentions both.
Yes,
it's a kiyum in mizbeach and it's a kiyum in mikdash.
Most of the Shabbos doesn't say either one, though. Mentions Sinai, question. But mentions nothing about Mikdash or Mizbeach.
Right, and they're right. Rabbeinatam's Lashon, as a matter of fact, fits in very nice. That so once again, in other words, you need Rosh Hashanah. The bringing the Kabbonis is an expansion on the Kedushas Hayom via Kabbonis, and there you need the full fledged Limud as well. But you can't do that with Rosh Chodesh because the Chag is Mischasa. It would diminish from Rosh Hashanah. So that's what, but it would diminish. That's why the Torah just says, Mufar Olas Rosh Chodesh. Olas Rosh Chodesh. Because the Olas, because there still is a Kedusha Sayyom, but you can't highlight it. But with regard to the Sawyer, the Torah doesn't even mention it. And where there was a Svar on the Rishonim that you don't say it, because it doesn't function as a Machaper. But the reason why you bring it is because it functions as a Matir. And since you bring it, Rabbi Natam says, you must have it in the tefillah. He says, ho v'nikrav. What's the ho v'nikrav? Because since it was actually nikrav, so it's a kiyum in Mizbeach and in Mikdash. Because akrav is always a kiyum on a Mizbeach and Mikdash, so therefore what? So therefore, Rabbi Natam says you have to mention. Okay? So that's Rabbi Natam's system.
And the other sheet is all
kosher. Yeah, he has a positive idea of covering it up. So the cover-up takes place in two ways. One is that the Olas Rosh Chodesh are secondary. And the Kapara is even more secondary because he holds it doesn't even function as a Kapara. Because the Kapara is the Kapara's Rosh Hashanah. So that's why he doesn't mention it, because he held that if you mention it, you're going to be giving the appearance that it's not swallowed up in the Kapara of Rosh Hashanah, and you're taking away the concept of Mischasa.